Well, first of all, you did release a statement after the news about the mayor's decision. Tell us what you had to say.
I just wanted to really thank Mayor Menino for his service to the city and for his, unquestionable commitment to making Boston a better place for people to live. And I think it's just a day to really for thousands of people across the city to say thank you to a great man and a great mayor.
Well, considering the fact the mayor said that his personal health issues played a small portion in his decision, when you made your decision to run, did you kind of foresee that the mayor might not be running again because of his health problems?
No, I really didn't factor it in. I was ready to run whatever his decision might be, but to tell you the truth, I think in my gut, I assumed he would run again.
And now it's expected, of course, you're going to be joined by many other candidates. What kind of a campaign do you think it's going to shape up to be?
I'm just going to run the same way every day that I've been running for a month now and, just getting out across every neighborhood, talking about transforming our schools. But I really don't think today is about the campaign. I think today is really about Mayor Menino and thanking him for his great service to the city.
Have you had any interaction with the mayor since you announced your candidacy?
Yeah, no, I've talked to him, on a few occasions, typically just out at public events, and we would chat. We had a talk about the downtown school over St. Patrick's Day, and he's that kind of guy who's he's always out there with his ear to the ground, and he's always talking to everybody, and I'm always appreciative of the way he does the job.
Thank you, John Connolly, with a very gracious statement this morning about the announcement that Mayor Menino is not going to seek re-election. Thank you for joining us here on Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.